This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry creates master book list, Youth Ministry making strides in improving the lives of children in state care, and Office of the Public Defender reaches out to rural parishes. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has compiled a master list of supplementary textbooks for grades 1 to 9 to be sent to primary and secondary schools islandwide. The list is to be sent out to schools this week. The compilation of the master list is part of plans to ensure that parents only purchase textbooks approved by the ministry. With the master list of textbooks now a reality, the Education Ministry has advised parents to spend no more than $5,000 on additional textbooks for students in grades 1 to 6. The ministry further advises that additional textbooks for students in grades 7 to 9 should cost an average of $12,000. In compiling the master list, schools from across the 6 regions were asked to submit a list of all the books they used. From these submissions, each region compiled a list of the textbooks most frequently used by schools. Texts already reviewed by the ministry and found suitable, as well as those under review, were kept on the list. The list will be assessed annually. Parents are asked to consult the ministry's website, moey.gov.jm, for the approved lists. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is making strides in its drive to improve the lives of children in state care. The ministry's efforts were recognized at a special sitting of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IACHR, in Washington, D.C. The meeting was held following a recent report by Jamaicans for Justice, JFJ, to the IACHR as it relates to the conditions of children, particularly girls in detention. A delegation led by Ambassador Stephen Vassiani responded to the charges. The IACHR Commissioner Rosemary Bell Antoine has recommended, among other things, that JFJ meets with government officials to discuss the issues and concerns outlined in its petition and to gain a better understanding of what is being done or planned. Both parties are also to agree on a plan of action going forward. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has accepted the recommendations of the IACHR. The Office of the Public Defender, OPD, will be launching an outreach program targeting rural areas. Investigator at the OPD Victor Hemmings says the initiative is in an effort to rebrand the office and better serve the public.
This outreach program, we are seeking to reach out to persons in rural parishes, especially the western section of the island, who find it difficult to make it into Kingston and lodge complaints with our office.
The first outreach exercise is scheduled for St. Gabriel's Anglican Church, Maypen, Clarendon, this Thursday, May 29, starting at 10 a.m. Acting Public Defender Matunda Mukulu, accompanied by a team of investigators and complaint officers from the OPD, will be present to interact with members of the public. The Office of the Public Defender is encouraging citizens to visit the locations to lodge complaints and get more information about the work of the office. And the upcoming change in the European Union EU sugar regime is among key issues up for discussion at the 45th Council session of the International Sugar Organization, ISO. The three-day session got underway today, May 27, at the Hilton Rose Hall Resort in Montego Bay, and ends Thursday. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the sugar industry faces a number of challenges, including the cost of production, and those will also be discussed at the meeting. Minister Clark adds that participants at the meeting will be seeking to get a unified position within CARICOM regarding its approach to the future development of the industry. Minister Clark was speaking with JIS News at the fifth meeting of CARICOM sugar stakeholders in St. James Sunday. The ISO Council session is organized under the theme Positioning for the New Market Frontiers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.